broke them. All the girls came first. All the girls were older. And we had to do all that. Of course, the boys went with us, but we were boys then. And there wasn't a tree we didn't ride down. We'd climb up and get on the end of it and ride down on a tree. But the most fun in the world was to be break a mule.
Tell me about that.
They were, well, you know, you had to catch them first, and they didn't even want the bridle on. We had to teach them how to wear a bridle, and then we had to teach them how to lead, and then we'd put lines on them and teach them how to drive. We'd put a log on them, teach them how to pull, and then we could hitch them to a wagon or do anything with them, get on and ride them.
Sure.
Yeah. I was in two fairs. I rode in two fairs. I won first place.
Whoa. Now, did you ever have a time, though, when you couldn't stay on them?
No. No. Nuh-uh.
You never?
No, so I haven't.
Felt...
Never. And I had a horse trained that one I rode all the time. I could pull up on his mane and make him stand on his hind legs, and everybody would fly to me, you know, catch that horse, thought he was bucking. And the faster they went, the better we liked it. I never was afraid of them.
My goodness, you're quite a horsewoman. Well, what'd you say to your horse when you wanted it to, you know, get going or something like that? What would you do to
I'd tighten on the reins, tell him, get out. I said, get out. And just pull up on the reins. And if I loosen on the reins, he stopped.
When I tighten him,
he'd go. He knew I was ready for him to go. See, I'd catch hold of the line and hold the top of the saddle right here. And as long as I held those lines tight, that horse would go. And if I wanted him to ray up, I'd pull his mane right here. And he'd ray up.
Would you ever use, you know, like I used to, when I'd get on a horse, I'd say, something like that. You never did that?
And I'd tell him to go to it. And when I wanted to get on him, I'd go to him and touch him right here, and he'd kneel down, and I'd get on him.
Where's that, around the...
Right on the knee, I'd teach him on the knee. All that's last time I'd step on the hoof, and I said, down. And he'd get on his knees, and I'd get on him, he'd get up. We had him doing anything we wanted him to do. We went to lots of, all the fairs, you know, shows, the children were crazy about shows. And people wondered about these horses they had. I said, well, honey, you can train anything but a child. Look at those old elephants.
Yes, ma'am.
Where they are trained. But you can train a horse, and they know when you're afraid of them. Couldn't anybody come up or go out and catch my horse? When they start to him, he'd look at them and they'd scare him to death. And I said, all right, Dan, come in. I've had them come and put the head in the bridle.
That's funny. Some women can really do that. They know how to handle a horse.
Well, horses got to know you're not afraid of them. And honey, we rode this horse. We had this old horse that drove to school. It was named Buck. He's a great big old Norman horse. And there's six of us. And four or five of us would get on there, and the last one would get on his legs and pull up by his tail. Sit backwards and hold to his tail, ride that thing. I don't know why we didn't get killed. We never even fell off. We never had a broken arm. Now, we had a stumped toe sometimes, because we'd go barefooted, and at night when we'd go in, we'd have to wash our feet, and other times we'd go in and put our shoes and stockings on so we wouldn't have to wash our feet. You know Mama knew better, but she did. She just let us go on.
How did you wash when you
were... We washed in a tub. We had a tub, had a big old tub.
I see. Do you have something that you had to, you know, some sort of piece of cloth that you would do that with?
Oh, yes, we had a wash rag and a towel. And I'd wash your back and you'd wash my back.